Jiminy went down to Georgia. Fandom, Sherlock BBC. Pairing, John Watson Sherlock Holmes. Warnings for Omegaverse. Cisgender bent Sherlock. Race bent Sherlock.
Where word was on the long road that Jiminy walked as a travelin' player, that he'd sold his soul to the devil hisself to put magic in his fingertips, 'cause he played sinful good. And when he played, a fella's mind turned natural-like to sin. Funny thing was, while everyone was sure Jiminy's soul was long since sold, Jiminy Went Down to Georgia. Written and read by Fresney. Fandom, Sherlock BBC, and The Devil Went Down to Georgia song. Warnings for Omegaverse. Part of the Variations on an Equation series. Not a one could agree if Jiminy was an alpha or an omega. Some said, no, beta for sure. Man, woman, they all disagreed, except the part about that lost soul. Now, none of this was a bit true, most wise on account of Jiminy being the devil himself. Now, one day, Jiminy got a hankering to drag a soul screaming down into the fiery pit, as happened time to time. But he was something awful bored. He was wanting something with a bit more spice. So he took hisself up to where Jehovah was fishing for catfish with a bone hook splintered from his own son's right thigh. Now, the way these things work, that hook was splintered from his own thigh. Jiminy plopped hisself down next to Jehovah, who said, you're wanting to bet me to see which of us can turn a soul. Jiminy shrugged. That's about the right of it. I got my eye on someone. She ain't stepped right, and she ain't stepped wrong. But when you made her, she came back three times for a cup of pride. Jehovah tossed his line in the water with a plop. I did give her reason to be proud. Jiminy narrowed his eyes. Now don't you be peeking at the end. Jehovah twitched his line in the water. When you read a book, you start at the end. Hell yeah, said Jiminy, who had to wonder sometimes why Jehovah asked these sort of fool questions. That would be you. There was a tug on Jehovah's line. He pulled himself in a fat old catfish. Jiminy, he got a hankering for that hook. He said, I win. I get that fisher of men hook. Jehovah smiled peaceable-like. I'll give you till the sun rises on tomorrow. If you win, you get my hook of bone to fish as you'd like. But if I win, I get you for my bait. He reached into his bucket, peaceable-like, and pulled a cricket to put on his line. Now Jiminy may have shuddered, 'cause it was a right juice of a meg to grow new bits. But bodies weren't nothing to Jiminy in the end. You got a deal. He smiled his devil's smile full of teeth. Off down the road he went. Now, it was supposed to go that Jehovah would go first. But Jiminy figured he'd get a head start. He decided, with a body as foolish proud as this Meg he was about to tempt, he'd go for a classic. He put on a sweet red bone alpha shape all tricked out, in a fine suit like they wear up in the clubs in Harlem. His shoes had a devilish shine, and the tips were all gold. He carried a golden fiddle, and down he went to Georgia. Now, the Meg he was going there to tempt had been walking around Bart's Square all night a-thinking. And now that the lazy old sun had decided to get out of bed, he found her still walking with her hands in front of her face, like someone who was praying. But that was the last thing that Meg was doing. This particular Meg's name was Brightlock Seamus. Now a body looking at her might wonder how she got such a name with such kinky black hair. But when she came out of her mama, she had fine yellow hair all over her head. It fell out of that proud head, but the name was there to stay. Her last name came out of the shame her granny felt when Bright was born. So Jiminy swaggered on up with his golden fiddle, and he said, "Hey, sexy, if you'd care to make a bet, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good fiddle, but girl, give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, 'cause I think I'm better than you." Now Bright, she turned those light eyes that she got from that same rotten grandpa who'd owned her granny, and gave Bright those bright baby locks. She got a whiff of that alpha scent. She took a step back. "I don't want a gold fiddle." Now Jiminy could see he'd taken a wrong turn with his alpha suit, so he snapped his fingers, and there stood an Omega in last night's beaded party dress. She swaggered her way round Bright and waved that gold fiddle round. "You afraid I'll play better than you?" Bright didn't jump back, because Jiminy had been right. She'd gone back for 3 helpings of pride when they were giving away sins. She gave Jiminy a sneer. "I'm the best that's ever been. But even the best can't make bricks without straw. A golden fiddle can't play half as well as a plain wood one, like the one I got here." Now Jiminy was a bit disappointed, true. But it was just dawn, and she'd have till dawn came again. So she put her fiddle of gold under her arm and walked away. Bright wasn't left in peace to think, because up walked Jehovah, wearing a rumpled beta body, followed by a beta fella he just happened to meet drinking coffee, and who looked like all the world's troubles was nipping at his feet. They didn't say a word at first, just looked over the park. Now that fella, whose name was Johnny, said, "Bit different in my day." And there was something in that voice that had Bright stop with her not praying and take a look. She said, "You got the time?" Jehovah patted his pockets, but he allowed that he didn't carry a watch. Johnny glanced at the big old clock across the square, but he held out his pocket watch. It was pretty gold and didn't match a patch on Johnny's old rumpled clothes. Bright turned that watch over, taking in the time, and all the other things there was to see. She said, "Delta or Chicago Blues?" "Chicago," said Johnny. He looked down at himself. "Is it so obvious that I've got the blues in my soul?" Bright got a hard look to her face. She narrowed those pale eyes of hers. They didn't look a thing like almonds in her skin. There wasn't nothing like the color of coffee au lait, because she wasn't something to eat. She said, "You've a wealthy sister who likes demon whiskey more than you'd like. You used to play the roads up north till you got caught in some fool's crossfire. Now you think the best days of playing are behind you, but they're ahead of you. Ivory and horn." She dropped his watch back in his hand, and it was like the last click of a metronome. She didn't have to wait long for a reaction. "That's," Johnny swallowed, "amazing. He got a smile on his face that was like a light in the window to guide a traveler home. The hard melted right off Bright's face. She returned Johnny's smile tooth for tooth, transformed the odd angles of her face into something rare. If we're going to play together, we should know the worst of each other. Sometimes I don't speak for days, and sometimes I don't stop. Just because I'm an Omega doesn't mean I don't care about the music. It's the only thing I care about. I don't care about people, but I play a mean fiddle. Now, Johnny looked at Jehovah, who he was under the impression was his old friend Michael, which, to a certain way of thinking, he was. Did you tell her about me? No. Jehovah spread his hands wide and grinned. Because Bright might have gone back for 3 cups of pride, but she'd taken 3 cups of clever, too. No, that's still amazing. Consider me mazed. I have a terrible temper, and sometimes I can't sleep. Devil plaguing my dreams, but a well-played fiddle is a joy to hear. Bright picked up her fiddle case. Baker's on 221 B Street. We can make some noise. She took long strides away from them. But, called out Johnny, what's your name? I haven't even told you my instrument. How did you know I was looking for someone to play with? Bright turned back. Name's Bright Seamus, but you can call me Bright. And with those hands, can't be nothing but ivories. Though I'm thinking trumpet, too, from those lips. As to knowing you were looking. Back in the day, the bands would play here all summer night long. I was just telling Mike here that no one would want to play with a Meg like me. And up he shows with a fella for ivory and horn. She winked at Johnny. You coming? We could make dangerous music. Oh, God, yes. Johnny said his goodbyes to his old friend Michael and went after Bright. Jiminy dropped her cigarette in a flock of pigeons. Now, what's that supposed to prove? That fella is just going to puff Bright up all the more. Make my job all that much easier. Jehovah shrugged peaceable-like. We'll see. He got a finger shake. No peeking! I don't need to, said Jehovah, in that way that always crawled right up Jiminy's backside and gave her an itch something terrible. She went to a university for an hour or six. Started a brawl and got a little heated, rumpy-pumpy ride with those alphas, that she could tempt her way for a while. When she got to Baker's, Bright and Johnny had finished their first set. Young old Miss had fixed them up a sandwich each, just this once, and a pint of beer, on account of it being food, and not alcohol. Johnny was telling Bright, I can't play a patch on your skill, but that song wasn't what the crowd needed. Just a headspace experiment, and a brilliant one. But you have to care about the people listening. Bright was drumming her fingers through the table. Will caring help me play better? Oh, I know. A beta like you thinks that because I'm a Meg, I'm supposed to be all soft. When I'm not crazy with my time. I play from my head. Call me unnatural if you want, but I play what I want to play. Johnny threw up his hands and pulled a little anger out. You play like God Himself set you down on this earth to do nothing but play music, but... He stood up and twisted those players' hands in his short hair. You gotta care. He stomped right out the front door. From where he was standing, Jiminy could see Sally edumacating Johnny about the evils of Bright just outside the door. They'd gotten into it a time or two. Lee was bitter at being a Betty, bright, bitter at being a Meg. Jiminy grinned and put something alpha woman lean and slinky on with a neat little suit, like they wear up in Chicago. She sat down next to Bright. Trouble with your beta backup? Trouble with your beta backup? She put her hand on top of Bright's. If you're looking for someone to play with, I've got an instrument that'll suit you better. Bright's hand stiffened under hers. She got that little heat to her face, and a bead of sweat rolled on down those sharp cheeks of hers. It's what came of the devil's touch. You again? You are out to vex me. All the more because when I woke up yesterday, I didn't believe in God or the devil. Jiminy batted her eyes at Bright. But we believe in you. She pulled her hand away and framed her face. Come on, sexy. Don't you want to know which of us is better? Bright stood up. I don't need to prove myself to any alpha. But Jiminy could see she wanted to prove it. That need was eating her right up. Right there at the bottom of the soul that Jiminy was going to rip right out of her. Johnny said, break's over. Break in that moment. And Jiminy might have to do something about that later. Johnny sat down at the piano. I came to play. Bright did play her wicked, beautiful fiddle. But she played for herself and didn't give a damn about any of the souls listening. She played from her head and not a bit from her heart. She made Johnny follow. But she was never going to let him take the lead. Oh, she was good. And Johnny had stars in his fingers and a glow in his little beta-yearning heart to be playing with her. But that woman's heart was full to the brim with herself. Jiminy smiled her devil smile and tapped her fingers along with the music. Jiminy left no tip for the waitress. Bright's soul was practically hers. She sashayed out a little bit, for a little fun. A rape, a murder, a suicide, a riot, a war. They tasted sweet as Jiminy tangled temptations in front of souls, already well on their way into hell. But Bright's soul would be all the sweeter for never having taken a step to the right or the left. He put on a sexy little beta body with the tightest jeans and a clean white shirt. He strolled out to the crossroads where Bright was waiting. He smiled, hey sexy, you called? She was breathing hard. I'm a better player than you. Jiminy licked his lips. Pride is the sweetest sin. He walked around Bright, who was about to fly right out of her own skin for the devil's beta scent. Tell you what. He put his beta lips right next to a Bright's omega neck and breathed some relaxing chills. I'll go first. And if you don't think you can beat me, you can just walk away. Turn right around and walk away knowing that I'm better than you. Bright turned her proud head. I'm the best that's ever been. Jiminy trailed a relaxing chill's hand right round the back of Bright's neck. But if you don't turn away, if you play against me and you lose, then I get to drag your soul on down to the fires of hell. Bright raised her proud head high. I'll win. We'll see, said Jiminy. He raised his fiddle to his chin and bowed to the people walking down the street, who had no idea what was about to occur. He played Alpha Pride. He walked on down the street, and Bright followed him. He played the pride of emperors, and the sun, and everything burning so bright there was nothing else to be seen. She winked at Bright, glaring at her. She played Omega Lust. And oh, the passers-by followed them. She played sweaty, carnal, tangled, knotted, pinned lust that never stopped rumpin' and pumpin' in the sour air with a spin. She played beta envy, like a prickle on the skin that wouldn't go away. She played that pale green want. She played that pale green want that slid right under the skin and turned a heart into shadow. She played alpha gluttony. She played the hunger for more and more and more. Always wanting another mega and rut. Always another empire. A need that could never be filled. It was so empty. Gathered up everyone who would listen. Always needing more, more, more. He played beta sloth. He played sweet lazy days in the summertime. When the living was easy. He played cotton high and bodies down low. Drowsing as the flies settled on down. He played Omega Wrath. He walked on down the street with the people following, and he played the wrath of being left behind, and looked over and denied. His fiddle screamed with wicked wrath. He played the sweetest beta greed, which might sound a patch on alpha gluttony, but it wasn't a bit like. It was a bright thing lurking in the heart. And making a thin sound with each beat. Jiminy played from the center the dark soul that used to be the shiningest light in all the heaven. He lifted up his bow and grinned at Bright with her hands clenched at her sides. All round them people were clapping. Well, sexy, think you can play better than that? Bright was breathing hard, poor little thing. And there was so much pride in her eyes. Jiminy almost wanted to play a reprise. She said, I'm a better player. Jiminy shrugged, but you don't have no heart. Any, Bright laughed, it's any heart. She opened her case, and Jimmy could feel it. He could feel her soul in his hand. That's when the saddest, most soulful trumpet broke through the chattering voices and slid like a light through the dark. The person playing that trumpet had been beaten down. The person playing that trumpet had gotten up again, only to be beaten down again, only to get right back up. That trumpet was hope flickering in the window to guide the traveler home from the long road. Bright whispered, Johnny. She set off at a run down an alley that led out in Bart Square. Jiminy ran after. What about our bet? He could still have her. It was just a trumpet. Bright yelled back, all I care about is the music. Bright ran up to the gazebo where Johnny was playing his heart out in the night. She took up her fiddle and she played. Johnny opened his eyes and let his melody fade. Tossed it to Bright, who played hope right back at him. She played the light in the window that guides a traveler home. She played a warm hearth waiting. She played a fellow traveler, joining up along the way. Johnny took up her melody. She tossed it to him. She let him take the lead, and he gave it right back. They played together. The crowd that Jiminy had gathered poured into Bart Square to listen. One song flowed into another over fast-running hours. They played the melody of faith, a melody that held hands and wove fingers on the hard stone road and kept on going and on and on. A melody that believed with all the fierce heat a body could hold. They played the melody of charity, of taking a heart and opening it up to all the hurts, and giving all a soul's got. Because if they didn't, how could they have made that song? Jehovah walked around the laughing crowd with his hat in his hand, humble a bastard as could be, collecting charity. Jiminy crossed his arms. He said, it's not dawn yet. True enough, said Jehovah, but he waved a hand in the gazebo's direction. I think Bright will have other things on her mind. Jiminy hated the look. He just hated it. But the music had faded away, and Bright and Johnny were locking lips as the crowd cheered. That's lust. That, son, is love. Jehovah whistled as he walked up the stairs of the gazebo and put the night's take into Johnny's jacket pockets. Johnny hardly noticed, though Bright did try to frown at Jehovah. She said, "You are very annoying." Jehovah smiled peaceable-like. "I told you I'd find you someone you would want to play with." "Not my fault you didn't believe." Bright rolled her eyes as she scooped up her fiddle. She put on Johnny's jacket. They walked away hand in hand. Jiminy tried one more time. "Bright, I'm still better than you." Bright raised the hand she was holding with Johnny to wave her fingers at him, but she didn't look back. Jehovah said, "You coming fishing with me?" It wasn't really a request. "Fine," said Jiminy. And that was the last that anyone saw of Jiminy for a bit on the long road. Some said that the devil sent his hounds to drag his, or maybe her, damned ass, down into the fiery pits of hell. Truth of it was, Jiminy was stuck fishing in the bayou, being catfish baked. Because Jehovah loves to fish.
Thank you.